Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Well, we had a lot of things going on the show yesterday, and we thought, whew, that was a busy day. And then we get off the air and realize more stuff was coming. And it came last night. Two Nashvillians, Mookie Betts, David Price, out of Boston. Rumors were out there. The rumors were swirling. And indeed, they're headed to L.A. to play for the Dodgers. Let's bring in Carl Ravish, who does a great job covering the sport for ESPN. Carl, how you doing?
I'm very well. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic. I wish we had a team in Nashville so we could talk about trades to Nashville, right. But maybe down the road. Maybe down the road.
You have a national champion baseball team in Nashville. I'm actually coming there next week for a basketball game, but hopefully bump into Coach Corbin and his Vandy boys.
We had him on last hour, so he's really he's obviously good. Excited for this upcoming season, and he told us, Carl, that he texted back and forth with David Price last night, and David was excited about hitting again, and he told Corbin that he was 2-for-2 in his last at-bats. And what did Tim say? Congratulations, Lou Gehrig.
Yeah.
Pretty good line. So, obviously, this has been out there. It's been swirling. We got a chance to talk to Mookie in the offseason. We probably had him on a month ago. This stuff has been out there, and you're thinking, man, if it's not going away, there's got to be something to this. So yeah. I don't want to say how surprised are you, because my guess is you weren't surprised, or were you?
No, I'll be honest, I wasn't. I think any time that you make a change within the front office and you can see that the owners are letting you know, like, we're trying to get underneath a threshold, and there were alleged $300 million offers put out there, there was this feeling that the Red Sox were not going to be able to retain Mookie at a price that they were comfortable with. And if $300 million is the real number, that's obviously an enormous number. And if Mookie and his people feel he's worth more, then, you know, he made it clear to them that that's not going to get the job done, and I'm going to test the free agent market. And that's certainly his right. He's earned it. And he'll likely get more than that, assuming he has a great year in L.A. And in that lineup, there's a real good chance he does. But I think anytime there's an organizational change like that, you're bringing somebody from Tampa, you understand that the rules of the road are we'd like to be competitive, but we want to get underneath this threshold. And you look sort of at your own division and realize, well, to be real honest, the Rays are better than we are, and the Yankees are way better than we are. So if we're going to make this move and start to put this team together in a different way, now is the time. Because, a fifth-round draft pick or whatever you'd get from Mookie Betts if he were to just walk is not going to do anything. And I think all those factors combined led to that deal. I think the part of it that the Red Sox succeeded in, if there's any part of this that can be looked at as a success, is to attach David Price to it. The Red Sox once made a huge deal with the Dodgers before, in which they offloaded a bunch of money, and that worked out for them. This one is a little different because Mookie is as good a player as there is in baseball, not named Mike Trout, and that's saying a lot.
Carl, we've seen pictures of the house Mookie's building here in Nashville or the surrounding area. Maybe $300 million isn't enough.
Or maybe now he can just add a couple of more wings to it if he wanted to.
Well, it's got wings already, it looks like, from all the drawings and renderings we've seen. It's going to take years to build.
Bowling alleys, don't they? I mean, we have to have multiple bowling alleys.
No doubt. It's got, look, a house that size, I think it was 20-something thousand square feet. It's got to have some lanes, no doubt about it. So there's going to be huge pressure. Look, the Dodgers have been there. They've been on the doorstep. They have been there. They just haven't been able to knock it down. Is this the push to push them through? I mean, they're going to be the favorite to win it all. Can they finally get it done?
Well, I mean, it certainly feels that way. I mean, again, we don't do this on paper, but you certainly would go into this season, if you assume health, and that in baseball is so hard to do, but if you assume health, then you're looking at, you know, one of these classic Dodgers-Yankees World Series. There's no doubt that those are the two best teams. They have really good pitching. They have good bullpens. Their position players look like all-star teams. I mean, if you really were to parse it out, you could conceivably have three or four guys from each team starting the all-star game, including the pitchers, you know, Garrett Cole versus Walker Buehler. So, when you do knock on this door and for whatever reason are unable to plow through it, and some of the series they played were very competitive and others weren't so much, you do have to take advantage of that. Similar with the Yankees saying, we're going to spend the money at Garrett Cole. The Dodgers and Andrew Friedman said, we're going to make this move and we're going to go get Mookie Betts. And in the end, it's not costing us a great deal because of the development of some other players, and perhaps we're able to keep Mookie Betts. It's not like there's not enough money in that Guggenheim group that they couldn't do that. So they are the prohibitive favorite in the National League again. And they have been prior to this move. Now, you know, they certainly move even further away from the other teams. And this is in a division in which Arizona's made some surprising moves to stay competitive. There are other teams that will cause them headaches. Certainly the teams in the Central, and obviously what we saw with Washington and Atlanta last year. But yeah, they like the Yankees. When you go get Garrett Cole in the winter meetings, we were all kind of waiting for the Dodgers. What are you going to do? It's a pretty firm answer.
We're talking to Carl Ravitch of ESPN. He does it all, baseball, basketball, a little bit of everything. So when you look at the big trade last night, what's the next domino to fall? Do you think it's Arenado?
I think that it's either Arenado or Bryant. I'd be surprised because I'm not sold that the Cubs made an organizational change, obviously, and a big one when you let Joe Maddon leave for David Ross, that they don't strike me as being in a position like the Dodgers are to say, you know, we're one player away, and if you're going to make that move, there are teams that need a third baseman. I think Bryant would be the next move, and I'm not even surprised that Theo hasn't done anything yet, but I'd be surprised, similarly in the Dodgers case, if they didn't do anything, I'd be surprised if the Cubs go to spring training the way they are currently constructed. It doesn't mean that Bryant's going to be the deal they make, but I just can't imagine that you're going to bring a new manager in, and that's going to be the big decision to change the way things are done here, and you have enough faith in your pitching staff and your position players to kind of, you know, refire up the grill. I don't. So, whether it's Arenado or Bryant, I think it's a third baseman. I actually think it's going to be Bryant first, but I do agree with you that when you get down this road that Arenado's sort of traveled with the Rockies, he doesn't end the season there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And you talk about teams that need a third baseman. I think the one that really needs one is close to here, the Atlanta Braves. And they've made all these moves this year with free agent signings, but still have a hole, in my opinion, at third base. So, and they have the capital that they could make some trades and get somebody.
Would agree. But does it need, you know, I guess the question that I would ask if I was the Braves and I'm the Cubs, you could certainly push back and say, well, we're competitive enough in the division. Now, we may not be competitive enough to beat the Dodgers right now, but we're competitive enough in the division. Why wouldn't we wait to see how this pans out through the first few months, get to, you know, June, July, get to the trade deadline, and then see, you know what, it is the third baseman that we need. Or maybe the kid they have there will be able to produce enough, and maybe we decide we got to go out and get a starting pitcher. I just don't think that there's enough separation in that division that would warrant an urgent move from a team like the Braves. And I don't look at what the Yankees did as urgent or the Dodgers, but for them, the time was right. To me, there's no real clock pressure on the Braves to do that, even though they, you know, like some other teams, need that position filled. I don't have any doubt about it, but I don't think there's an urgency. I wouldn't put an urgency on it if I were running the Braves.
Carl, do you think with all the stuff that has gone on with the Astros and stealing right. signs, and now Pete Rose is supposedly coming out and going to apply for reinstatement, is this what he needs? Do you think maybe he finally gets it?
No, I don't. I don't. I think that I think there are people who will tell you that you know, Pete's sin went beyond the gambling part. He then, according to people who have either been involved with or know of the decision making the last time he applied, is that he lied, and you're just not going to be given any leash if that's the case. And that's what happened with John Coppolella. He lied, and you know, for all intents and purposes, has been banned from baseball. I think that the Astros, you know, and the Red Sox current investigation and other things should have served as a real reminder to people who seem to either forget or don't know. The commissioner of baseball currently, you know, is a guy who is rooted in law. He's a lawyer. He was a lawyer for the owners. He was Bud Selig's right-hand man during many of these collective bargaining negotiations and subsequent agreements. And he is a guy who sees the world in black and white. And in the Rose case, in every clubhouse, one of the laws was you shall not bet on baseball. He did. He was given a chance to apply for reinstatement and allegedly lied about some of the things that he was doing. Strike 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's not going to happen. In the case of these cheating allegations and the Astros being fined and found to have done that, there was documents handed to every team that said you shall not use technology to steal signs. They did it. That's black and white. You know, you're done. And I think that when Alex Cora's punishment comes down, that he's going to find himself with a longer suspension, if not being put on a you know, an ineligible list for Major League Baseball. He was the creator of this, at least in the minds of those doing the investigating with the Astros. We saw the report. I think he's in more trouble than A.J. Hinch was. I don't think there's a lot in the Boston thing that's going to implicate him or them. I think it's different, but I think he's going to end up getting himself in more trouble than A.J. Hinch and others.
Carl, we really appreciate the time. Something else that we brought up with Tim Corbin that was interesting is there's going to be a lot of people in this market probably paying close attention to the Dodgers, because not only with this trade do you have Betts and Bryce, you already have Walker Buehler, who, yeah, of course, yeah, played for Tim Corbin. And you've got Matt Beatty, who played at Belmont, yeah, and went to, yeah, high school here 100 miles down the road. So a lot of connections.
A lot of connections, and he's got a powerhouse there. And you have one of the great baseball coaches. I don't like to qualify it with college because it implies that it's some lesser thing. But he's a good man. I'm a big fan of his, and the program is in such great shape. And you'll see, he's got a couple of other first rounders on the team again, you know, this season. So, yeah, we're looking forward to SEC baseball and getting the college baseball season started. And you're right, there is a good interest there, and hope to see some folks out at the Kentucky Vanderbilt game next Tuesday night when we have it on ESPN.
That's awesome, Carl. Thanks for the visit. Thanks for doing this.
You guys got it. Thanks very much for having me on.
All right, that is Carl Ravish, and as you just heard, he will be in town.
Yeah. I texted him in the middle of the Kentucky-Mississippi State game last night, and he texted right back. So, multitasking.
Clearly, he's one of those guys that loves coming to Nashville.
Yeah. He does such great work, too. Yep. Not just baseball, but you know, he was on Baseball Tonight for so many years, but now in the booth, and does some college basketball as well. So, always appreciate him coming on.
No doubt. We will come back and wrap up the second hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.